The Next Level Jobs Program was created to improve the economy and prepare for the future. Indiana leaders estimate there are tens of thousands of jobs Hoosiers can fill with a little more training. To help people get those skills, the state covers the cost. Reporter Aubrey Wright has this story.
Colton Martin knows his way around this circuit board.
And you'll get more advanced as you go along, of course, and you'll get like...
He says it's a simple switch and a lamp, just like the ones he set up in his Ivy Tech Community College Bloomington classes.
We have our lamp that just lit up. Simple circuits like that.
Yeah. Martin wants to do this kind of hands-on work, and he's on his way to becoming an electrician.
I like to work, I guess. I want to do something immediately as I get out of high school and out of college if I can.
With a Workforce Ready grant from the state, he's taking classes and earning a technical certificate for free while working part-time. Ivy Tech and other Indiana colleges are partnering with the state for the Next Level Jobs program. It's specifically for adults who graduated high school but have no college degree.
The Next Level Jobs program is, you know, up there, I would say, is one that would be important to someone who wants to learn about the trades in college.
Indiana leaders have said for years that the state's workforce needs to become more skilled and educated. The Next Level Jobs program helps fill gaps in nursing, trades, manufacturing, computer science, and other industries. In that program, Indiana sets aside funding for the Workforce Ready Grant, a scholarship that covers tuition and fees for short-term certificates. Here's Ivy Tech Bloomington Dean Sarah Cody.
We have a lot of high wage opportunities here in Indiana, and there's job openings, but we need to connect individuals who want to work in those areas with those careers.
This year, Governor Mike Braun's proposed budget includes more than $20 million for the Next Level Jobs program.
On economic development, we're taking a new approach focused on building skills for Hoosiers currently in the workforce to match high-value, high-wage jobs that employers need to fill.
About a third of Hoosiers meet education-level requirements for the Workforce Ready Grant. To get the grant, prospective students complete a short survey showing what they want to do and when they can take classes. Locals might be matched to a program at Ivy Tech Bloomington.
Anyone who is interested in Workforce Ready Grant or any of our other programs should know, first of all, Ivy Tech is a very supportive place for our students.
Cody says the requirements for dependent students and independent students look different. At Ivy Tech, students dependent on their parents may have to take 4 classes per semester, but it's more flexible for independent students, who are usually older adults.
At Ivy Tech, the majority of our classes now are 8 weeks, so we run 2 8-week terms within a semester. They can be taking 1 class at a time and still be eligible for Workforce Ready Grant.
Some Ivy Tech certificates require internships or job shadowing. But Cody says all students are encouraged to get real-life experience. She says all Ivy Tech programs are developed with advisory boards made up of industry partners, and some programs are even designed for those partners. The goal for all students is to move on and start a career.
We have a very strong connection with our industry partners. We know where the needs are. We know where the jobs are.
The state reports more than 30,000 Hoosiers have earned certificates through the Workforce Ready Grant. Some students, like Martin, can build on their certificates and earn college degrees.
Only a couple months of next year, and then I will have my technical certificate in this program, and then I'll be starting my associates afterwards.
There are about 200 qualifying programs across the state. For WFIU, I'm Aubrey Wright.
The state reports grant recipients earn about $7,000 more after they earn the certificate. More details on this story and all of our reporting from the WFIU newsroom at our website, wfiunews.org.